With estimates that up to 500,000 cattle are dead following those monsoonal rains, the flooding rains we've just been talking about in Queensland's northwest and across the Gulf Country, at the moment property owners are facing the prospect of years of recovery, some not to recover at all, as we've been hearing on Breakfast across the week. But just across the border in the Northern Territory, beef producers are dealing with the opposite problem, the failure of this year's monsoon season. For some properties on the Barkly Tablelands in the Territory, this is the second failed wet season in a row. The Consolidated Pastoral Company is one of Australia's largest cattle companies. CPC has been hit hard by the floods in Queensland, but it also owns three stations in the drought-affected Barkly region. Troy Setter is the CEO of CPC. Troy, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
It truly is a stark story of drought and flooding rain, isn't it? Literally side by side, which must be cruel for farmers both sides of these borders. We've been talking a lot about the Queensland floods here on Breakfast. Can you describe what's happening literally just across the border in the Northern Territory?
Yeah, I mean, only a matter of 100 to 200 kilometres away, a absolute extreme drought starts on the Barkly Tablelands. Even on the Queensland side of the NT border, it's absolute dire for a lot of producers who are now facing their second year of no monsoon, and that spreads all the way across to the centre of the Northern Territory and up. Only a couple hundred kilometres south of Katherine, that there's some real disaster stories coming through of people that have not had rain now for a couple of years.
It's hard to understand that the wet can be so discerning, that the monsoons can hit that side of the border and 100 k's are not there at all. Is that common?
Look, I don't think it is common at all. I mean, it really hit me last week that, you know, 1 minute I'm talking to a manager who's using helicopters to push cattle through floodwater, and then the next minute I'm talking to a manager who's using helicopters to move cattle out of paddocks that have absolutely got no feed and no water left in them, that, you know, with very close proximity to each other, we've just got absolute stark differences.
What would these paddocks in the Northern Territory normally look like in the Barkly Tablelands?
They'd normally have a good foot to a foot and a half of green feed at least. The wet season starts in mid-December and usually goes through to the start of April. And, you know, some of the properties up there have had 3% of their annual monsoon or wet season, and we've only really got about 6 weeks left of monsoon time.
You've flown over the area. What's it look like? What did you see?
And it's just it's grey and black and red in the dust colour of the soil that's there. There's no feed in huge areas. There are some patches that are okay where some of the lake country has resided and the water's dried down and there's green grass growing through, but overall it's exceptionally dry from Western Queensland right into the Northern Territory.
So what does this mean for stock losses? We've been talking to the Queenslanders have suffered these shocking levels of crippling levels of stock losses. What will the drought mean 2 years in a row, the lack of a wet season for holdings?
I mean, there'll be some increase in stock losses, but one of the upsides with a drought compared to a major flood like we've seen in the Gulf is you do get an opportunity to move livestock, and, you know, we're hoping that there's some sort of silver lining that some of the cattle that are in the Barkly Tablelands that have got no feed at all might be able to move and be adjusted or sold to people in the Gulf who, you know, when the water resides, will have some grass.
I guess that's easier for an operation like yours because CPC also owns My Mong Station out of Julia Creek, which has been hard hit by the floods. So that's an exchange that can happen relatively easily, I suppose, but not so for just a regular cattle producer.
No, for people that own single properties, it's certainly more challenging. But I know AgForce has really taken the lead on trying to match cattle producers from the two regions together, and AgForce representing Queensland farmers. And I know the Northern Territory cattlemen have been involved, and Cattle Council of Australia trying to match up producers that have either got no feed or producers that have got no cattle and will have feed shortly.
One of your properties is quite famous. It's Newcastle Waters. It's normally got a massive lake on the property. What's the state of the lake?
So the lake has dried up, but that's we've seen a natural legume grow through the bottom of the lake floor that happens when those lakes dry up. So there's well over 100,000 hectares of green feed that's about knee high. I was there last week, and
cattle, is it, that feed?
It's great. Yeah, it's great for the cattle. Oh. So we're putting about 20,000 head of cattle onto that lake. So that's a real positive for us. But there's certainly people in the region that are doing it really tough.
It's 10 to 9. Our guest is Troy Setter, CEO of the Consolidated Pastoral Company, or CPC. Just finally, Troy, CPC is owned by UK-based private equity interest. Three properties in the territory were sold last month, I think, to a Vietnamese company. What are the plans for the remaining 12 properties, and will the big dry and the big rains have any impact on that?
Look, we're working through a structured sale process. The fund that we sit in has businesses all over the world, and it was a 10-year investment fund, so it's coming to an end. We're working with bidders on the remaining 12 properties in Australia and the two businesses in Indonesia. Now that CPC is a little bit smaller, we've gone from number two to the number three beef producer with the sale of those properties. So we're working through the sale on a slightly smaller but still significant CPC. We're reasonably fortunate that we've got, you know, properties in different geographic zones and our feedlots in Indonesia, and we can move livestock around. So we're still impacted by drought and flood, but not as much as some of the, you know, producers that are really struggling in the Gulf that don't have many options at all.
Absolutely. Troy, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Troy Setter is CEO of the Consolidated Pastoral Company, or CPC. And, you know, it never rains but it pours, or then it doesn't rain, and it's causing heartache both sides of that Northern Territory-Queensland border.